We are extremely excited to showcase world-class soccer competition at our state-of-the-art venue here at TCF Bank Stadium. This is the latest in a series of high-profile events that we have been proud to put on here at TCF, a list that includes last winter's Hockey City Classic, the 2011 U2 concert, and many others. This partnership between the university, Relevant Sports, and the Minnesota Vikings will give the thriving soccer community in the Minneapolis-St. Paul region a showcase for world-class international competition. We have proven that when 50,000 passionate fans pack TCF Bank Stadium, it will create a one-of-a-kind game day experience. Minneapolis-St. Paul and the entire region has a growing base of soccer fans, and bringing the Guinness International Champions Cup to our campus will give that community a unique opportunity to experience the game at the international level. The University of Minnesota soccer team has continued to grow and flourish, and their dedicated fan base in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area will support not just the Gophers, but the game of soccer as a whole. We invite everyone to come out and experience TCF Bank Stadium and Champions League soccer on what undoubtedly will be a great evening for all.
My name is Kevin Warren with the Minnesota Vikings, and it's a pleasure to be here today to see everyone here. And one of the first things we want to say is just to thank the University of Minnesota for partnering with us on this special event. As everyone knows, we plan on playing our games here for two seasons, and so it'll be exciting to be able to have an event here in early August. And, again, just show the collaborative relationship we have with the University of Minnesota to be able to work on this wonderful opportunity to bring these world-class athletes here. Also, I'd like to thank Relevant Sports for working with us on this endeavor. As a lot of people hopefully know that Stephen Ross is an owner of the Miami Dolphins, is the owner of the Miami Dolphins, and in the National Football League. And so we look at Relevant Sports as a partner in this relationship, because Mr. Ross is our partner in football, and as you know, once you're partners in football, then you're partners hopefully in most other business relationships. So that's how this relationship began at the Mr. Ross level. We know the executives there, and for us to have an opportunity to help participate at any level to bring soccer here to the Minneapolis and St. Paul is very, very special. And so we just look at it as we call it, kind of like found excitement that wasn't on the radar a couple months ago, and now there's an opportunity for excitement here. So it should be a beautiful day. We're happy to be here. We thank the University of Minnesota again, and we thank Relevant Sports, and we're just happy for everyone to be here and to think that basically these world-class athletes will go from Brazil in the World Cup to here, basically on the campus at the University of Minnesota should be very special. The other thing what this game does is that it allows us to raise the level of soccer awareness here in the Twin Cities, which is special at every level, from kid level all the way up, and to bring world-class athletes here in any sport, but especially in soccer, will be a special, special day here on August 2nd. So we're excited. We can't wait for it, and we're glad that you're here, and we'll be excited for the game.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. My name is Charlie Stilitano, and I'm extraordinarily nervous because every time Tony Senna came on the field against me when I was at the Metro Stars, he killed us. So I really could you leave now, Tony? I'd appreciate it, okay? You have to come. It's like you intimidate somebody at a deposition or something. Now, welcome, Tony. It's great to see you here, and you're looking fit as ever. So you guys probably mistaken me for Cristiano Ronaldo. It's not. It's Charlie Stilitano. Couple things. First and foremost, thank you, University of Minnesota. I have a special feeling for the University of Minnesota. One of my dearest friends is a professor here. Didn't know that, did you? Rob Silberman in the film department, I guess. So he's been here for probably 25 years, maybe more. And I'm one of the few people from Jersey that came out here and sat by the Mississippi and had a beer, which is something no one knows the Mississippi goes through here. So I'm pretty excited. Secondly, thank you and congratulations to the Minnesota Vikings. It's really, really an honor to be here. Stephen Ross made it very clear that Ziggy Wilf and he are partners, and the Miami Dolphins and the Minnesota Vikings are partners. And he said, beyond that, we're like family. We support them, they support us, and this is something we really want to get into. So our idea is not just one match here, with the Vikings, but we hope to continue to bring world-class events here to the Vikings, not just now at this magnificent stadium we're at here, but also at the new stadium. And congratulations on a Super Bowl, which is remarkable. We're still trying to get ours. If you could throw in a good word for us.
We thank Mr. Ross for his vote, too.
That'll be good. Talk a little bit about the actual event itself. The Guinness International Champions Cup is the summer soccer tournament. This is its second year. We're featuring some of the best soccer teams in the world, including UEFA Champions League winner Real Madrid, current Premier League champions Man City, current Greek champions Olympiakos, as well as the best and most highly regarded teams, including Manchester United, Liverpool, AC Milan, Inter Milan, and Roma. The eight teams feature five of the 2013-14 23 Ballon d'Or nominees, including the winner, Cristiano Ronaldo, as well as 38 of the world's top 100 players as chosen yearly by renowned English magazine 442. Furthermore, these eight participating teams have won 150 domestic league titles, 88 domestic cup titles, and 27 UEFA Champions League titles, making this the largest collection of soccer star power ever in the U.S. It seems every year we try to figure out how we could top ourselves, what we did the year before, and this lineup is extraordinary. The tournament will take place across the United States between July 24th and culminating in a final match on August 4th at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Teams are split into two groups with round-robin contests taking place. The top team from each group will face off for a championship in Miami. The first annual Guinness International Champions Cup was an unparalleled success. Over 300,000 fans were on hand for the tournament, including over 67,000 at Sun Life Stadium to see Real Madrid beat Chelsea 3-1. The tournament featured the first soccer games ever at Dodger Stadium and at Lucas Oil Stadium, and we are thrilled to do the same at TCF Bank Stadium in beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul. Someone's always going to tell me later, no, there was another game here earlier, but was there?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. I made it through that one. Tickets are, the game's going to be August 2nd at 2 p.m. We'll feature a matchup between the current Premier League champions, Manchester City, and the 41-time Greek champions, Olympiakos. Tickets are going fast, start at $40, and limited tickets are still available at internationalchampionscup.com and mygophersports.com. We fully expect to sell out and look forward to over 48,000 fans packing the stadium. A couple things that we have fan packs. You could purchase the ultimate fan pack, which includes one supporter section and a ticket with either Olympiakos or Man City section. We find that sometimes, for example, in Charlotte, we have a lot of people asked to be in the, even though they're not AC Milan fans, they want to be in the AC Milan section because they hate Liverpool, for example. And so we have a lot of stuff like that, which is kind of fun for the fans to get around the day. So it'll be a lot of fun. The matches are broadcast on Fox Sports. This one will be broadcast on Fox Sports 2. Our matches are all on ESPN Deportes. Fox is our main partner, and we also have a couple games on NBC Sports. So the level of excitement and anticipation for these games, it's really extraordinary when you think about it. To give you one example, last year our game, Real Madrid against Everton, was at the same time as the FA Cup final, and it outdrew the FA Cup final by 27% of viewership. So it's really extraordinary. And on August 2nd, we'll have our game here at 2 p.m. It's followed by Minnesota United, who's been a wonderful help here, and the Ottawa Fury, so it'll be part of a doubleheader. And on that day, we're going to have four games running simultaneously, and we've already sold 170,000 tickets for that day. So we think on that day there'll be over 200,000 soccer fans in the stadium in the United States watching soccer. So it's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. And finally, I'd like to say this is a unique collaboration that we're having here, really unique, because we've been really successful at some universities, University of Michigan, Berkeley, and we've had really good experiences with obviously NFL partners. But this is the first time, I believe, that we're with both the university and the professional NFL team in the area. So we're really excited about it, and I don't think it can miss. I really don't. Turn it over to you.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We're very excited about the partnership with Relevant Sports, with the university. And we're also looking forward to the opportunity to work with soccer fans in Minnesota and grassroots soccer community and leaders. And we've begun that process. But, you know, bringing the Guinness International Champions Cup to Minnesota is a benchmark moment that will elevate soccer to another level in this state. And we're excited to be part of it. You know, I attended Minnesota Kicks games back when I was a student at the university here, and it was a great experience, and there's a lot of great things going on, great foundation in this market on which to build. And, you know, momentum has been building. We've got a great soccer participation at the youth level. We have been talking to the folks at Minnesota Youth Soccer Association and their work, 70,000 members, one of the strongest memberships in the United States. We've been at the Vikings, begun to connect with fans and these grassroots soccer leaders and to start to build excitement for this match and for this game on August 2. We've also started the conversation in the community about our interest in working collaboratively with partners in the community to bring a Major League Soccer franchise to the market. And just a second on that, if I could, besides the new stadium effort that we spent 12 years on in the last 2 years focused on the bill that passed, but we also have been working on securing the Super Bowl, and we've been working hard on soccer. We've been mostly behind the scenes the last couple of years, but in 2012, when the stadium legislation passed, we spent a lot of time ensuring that it was legislation that would design a building that would work for Major League Soccer and work for soccer and generally. And we ensured ever since the bill passed that the design efforts and our energy putting into the design of the new stadium will be a great experience for the fans at soccer games and especially at MLS. We have the roof, the transparent ETFE roof is 60% transparent combined with the five pivoting glass doors, largest in the world, that will provide that indoor-outdoor experience. The gathering spaces, the seats will be closer to the action than any in the NFL, and our fans for NFL, but MLS and soccer will be on top of the action, and it's very exciting. Great gathering spaces in the stadium, outside of the stadium, so it's going to be a great fan experience. We've been all doing our homework. We've met with a couple of MLS teams and their fans and their front office in Seattle and Kansas City. We have more planned. We've been have an ongoing dialogue with the leadership of the MLS. So we know there's a ton of hard work in front of us, and we're committed to doing it the right way to engage our passionate grassroots soccer fan base, to listen to fans, to listen to the grassroots leaders that are here, but also to mobilize the support. We know there's a ton of support in this market for soccer. We're going to mobilize it for the Guinness Cup. We're excited about that. We're also excited about the longer term, building the fan base brick by brick and fan by fan. We know that's how it needs to be done. In MLS, their goal is to have 24 teams by the year 2020. If Miami gets a team, that'll be 23, and there'll be potentially one market open. So we know there's some urgency, and we're going to put some work into that. So wanted to make those couple comments on MLS. But we're excited about this partnership with Relevant, with the University of Minnesota, with the soccer community, fans and leaders and grassroots, and excited to really hit this game hard, get our feet wet, learn from the leadership, listen, but also build the excitement. And we've got a game plan. Once we finish today, we hit the ground running, working with One Simple Plan, our local partner in grassroots and marketing, to help us work with the community and to start to build excitement and have events and programs. And we also have the horsepower within the Viking organization, and honored to say that we have a great organization that knows how to market and sell games and events and tickets. And we're going to turn loose our operation, and very excited about the partnership and the opportunity to be part of such a great event and to bring this game to our market.
Charlie, Andy Greeter with the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Can you give a little bit of the origins of this event? I know it's in its second year, and then also why Minneapolis was chosen as a spot?
Well, you go back to I was, I don't want to go back to birth, but I ran the World Cup at Giant Stadium in 1994, and then I was the first general manager of the Metro Stars. And we had some games at that time, and we did a tournament called the Parmalat Cup, and we had the U.S. national team, Boca Juniors, Parma, and Benfica. They all shared the Parmalat. And we did some innovative things. We were the first ones to put video imaging on the field. And from there, then we had the Champions World Series. We started a company called Champions World, my partner and I, John Scheinman. And we, it was 2003 and 4. It was the first time we brought all the big teams over to play each other. And it was a great success. And, you know, first time Manchester United came here and, you know, to play against other teams of this caliber. And I think the real turning point is in 2009, we had a round-robin tournament, which included AC Milan, Inter Milan, Club America, and Chelsea. And it, the tournament was very successful because it was the first one that was highlighted on TV by ESPN, and they did a tremendous job of promoting the tournament. And I think we had around 55,000 people a game. But more importantly, what it did was expose you all over the world. And so teams realized this is a real opportunity. It's not just a game. And so we had bigger games, if you will. Barcelona was in town, but people knew about our games and not really Barcelona because it was very limited. They played, you know, one game in a stadium that was just real more local. And so when we came over with Steve Ross really wanted to make a tournament. He says things like, "I want a tournament." And I said, okay, because I want the excitement of a tournament. And so we ended up working with Fox. And the first year, we put it together as a we had double headers because for a tournament for Mr. Ross is like the NFL playoffs and like the Final Four. That's a tournament. And we kept saying, well, in soccer, there's round robins. I can't tell Jose Mourinho he can only play one game here, you know. And so he wanted a double, he wanted double header. So we had single elimination, but teams still played as they went along. And that was difficult for the fans to grasp, to understand. And it was really, it was successful, but we thought it could have been much more successful. And we thought we could have been in more venues if we had round robin play. And so this year we convinced the big man that we'd go to round robin. And so we're having, you know, 12 games in 12 cities. Or 12 different venues culminating the 13th game in Miami. So it's really developed that way as far as the tournament. And I would say two things are important. In 2009, we sort of dispelled the myth that you can't play, you know, serious games in another country and do well when you come back to play in your domestic competition. Because that year, Chelsea won with Carlo Ancelotti the double in England, and Jose Mourinho with Inter Milan won the treble. So between two of the four teams there, they won five major trophies. So that really helped us. And the likes of Jose Mourinho, Sir Alex Ferguson, and Carlo Ancelotti in particular said, this is a great place to train. Because we don't have, you know, I've been on tour with them to Asia, for example, and I, you know, there's elephants running outside. People have, it's like a circus you can't believe. And so this is a very calm environment for them to train in. People are respectful. The facilities, usually the NFL or university facilities, are just amazing for them, and they're as good as the ones they have at home, if not better. In a lot of cases, we just had Portugal at the New York Jets facility. It was, you know, they were out of their minds happy with the facility. So that's been a big, big step. And finally, University of Minnesota here and working with the Vikings, we do this all the time. We like to go to new markets. And I would say this to you, that not only are we partners, but this is something, MLS almost follows us everywhere. And I mean that in a good way. It's not, you know, we were the first ones in Toronto in 2003 and 4. We were the first ones in Seattle with major games at Manchester United and Celtic and Chelsea. And so it seems like wherever we go, an MLS team follows. And I think it's a good thing. It's a, we test the market, really. And this market is, I know for a fact, is a tremendous market. The Kicks, back in the old days, you know, were drawing 40,000 people for some games. So I tell you now, I think that this would be, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great success. And I think it'll just pave the way for professional soccer here.
Phil Urban from FoxSportsNorth.com. Lester, kind of tailing off that, how and Charlie, if you want to chime on in on this too, that'd be great. How does this particular event kind of aid the Vikings' push or the push for an MLS franchise in this market?
Well, I think it helps, you know, get our feet wet and get our operation focused on soccer, on grassroots soccer, on soccer fans, building momentum. You know, we know, as I said in my opening comments, that we don't have all the answers, but we want to do this the right way. We want to listen and we want to learn. We want to work with and collaborate with folks in the community. But you know, we're here and we're focused on building excitement for the August 2 Guinness International Champions Cup. We're excited about it. We're honored to be a partner with the university and Relevant on that event. We think that'll give us some good practice, some good work, and some good relationship building opportunities. But really, we have a lot of work to do on the MLS front, and we're working on putting together a viable proposal that we can take forward. But we really, you know, first things first, we want to do this game right. We want to be a great partner and help sell it out, build the excitement, and show what we have in this market, and really, again, mobilize the support that's out there, the grassroots soccer, the fan base that's passionate, that's here, that we can rally around for this great game and these great players that are coming to our market.
Jay Coles with KSTP Television. Lester, what's your reaction to the McGuire poll ad push to get a MLS franchise? And what would make your bid and your situation better than what McGuire and poll ad would like to do?
Well, I'm not sure what their bid is about, but we have obviously good relationships in this community with Mr. Polad, Mr. McGuire, and they're doing a great job. They have a very competitive team with Minnesota United, and we're excited about that, and we applaud that. But we're focused on terms of MLS. We're focused on our game plan and what we can do, what we can bring. Again, we have this world-class stadium that's designed for MLS. We're working on this house reduction mechanism to bring the seat count down to 20 to 25,000 to make it much more intimate and more appropriate for an MLS crowd. So, you know, we're focused on what we have, what we can bring. I think we have a lot of work to do. Again, excited about being part of this effort, and that we have 6 weeks to sell the building out, and we're all in, and we got a great organization that's got great expertise in sales and marketing and in tickets, and we're putting that all on the line for August 2 right now.
Hi, Wes Burdine from Due North Football Show. I'm kind of curious about the details of the broad strategic alliance that you announced between Relevant Sports and the Vikings, particularly in terms of how does that alliance work for bringing the MLS team? What does it involve?
Well, I could talk about the alliance. We are, I was saying there's a special relationship. I went to school with Mark Wilf, and he called me today, and you know, he says they're really committed to soccer. You know, we're committed to, you know, our company really focuses on international soccer, and we will have most certainly MLS teams participating in our Guinness International Champion Cup. We had them last year. We had the LA Galaxy. It was very successful. We didn't have an MLS team this year only because they took time off for the World Cup, and it was just too much of a jam schedule. So we couldn't have the MLS teams work within our schedule this year. But I'm sure next year we will have it. Our relationship and our agreement is really one of collaboration and marketing, where we're going to try to bring as many world-class events as we could bring here. I mean, just the idea of the stadium that can be larger or smaller for us is fantastic, because sometimes we'll have smaller games, and sometimes we have, you know, monster games. So, you know, we sold 110,000 tickets for the Manchester United Real Madrid game on August 2nd. We expect to sell out here, as I was saying, but our commitment is to the Wilfs, to the Minnesota Vikings, and to bring as many international games as we could bring here.
And to follow up, one more point is that I think one of the things that's important for people to realize, as Charlie alluded to, is you know, thankfully, there's a relationship between Mr. Stephen Ross and the Wilfs, and we're thankful to them both. And there's a relationship between us and the University of Minnesota. So because of those two forces, one, the relationship between the Wilf family and the Ross family, and the relationship between the Vikings family and the University of Minnesota family, we were able to bring this together in somewhat of a short order. And as I think one of the things we have to keep in mind that I think we've all said is this is a wonderful opportunity for the community. You know, when you really think about it, when's the last time this happened? And so for Minneapolis and St. Paul, the University of Minnesota, to really be on kind of the soccer stage for people to look at it. They know about all the other great things we have going on here. But again, to have this played at this venue on this campus, I think what it will cause people to do is will be to look at the Twin Cities in a much more even positive light and just raise the awareness of soccer for, like I said, from the youth level all the way up to the professional level. So I think one of the overreaching, overriding facts is that we need to keep in mind this is we're blessed to be able to hold this contest, this game here on the campus of the University of Minnesota. So, and fortunately, I think this really tells the tale of what relationships can do. Ross family, Will family, Dolphins, Vikings, University of Minnesota, Vikings, for us to be able to pull this off together. So we hopefully can just keep developing our relationship and bring these kind of exciting opportunities here to the University of Minnesota, the Twin Cities, and St. Paul and Minneapolis, and have a happy day on August 2nd.
We have time for one or two more questions.
Hi, Tim Nelson from NPR for Charlie. So it sounds like you're going to be the marketing mechanism for the new Viking Stadium when it opens. You continue intend for this tournament to return to Minnesota for years to come?
Well, that's the relationship is one where I think you would more put us as consultants on the soccer side to help bring international events here. We have this relationship with other NFL teams, including the Miami Dolphins. We work very closely with the folks over at the Giants and Jets at MetLife Stadium. So this is, for us, as I said, the Wilfs and the Rosses and the Vikings and the Miami Dolphins get along very, very well. I'm a Jersey guy. Wilf's a Jersey guy. So we got a little bit of Jersey in all of us at some point. I would say this to you, that it's, I wouldn't overstate, our position working with the Vikings. We're there to help in any way we can, and we hope it's a really long relationship.
All right, we have one more question over here.
I'm just curious, how many tickets have you sold so far? How many tickets have you sold so far to this event? And just wondering how that's doing as far as average.
You're catching me after a game last night. Four games in the past week. I'm a little bit lost. I think we're at around 20,000, and it's in the middle range of all the games. There's crazy games like Berkeley and University of Michigan. But this is right in the sweet spot. I mean, we're at about, I think it's around 20,000, and we're really happy where it is. We thought that this would be a great launch, if you will, a relaunch of the game, the fact that we are with the Vikings. Where we've been successful is when we've had the assistance of the universities and the NFL team we're working with. And that's when we've been most successful. And we're highlighting it today because, they just have all the right contacts in the community, and it makes the most sense. And so for us, it was really, it's a blessing for us. They're very nice. They say very kind things about us, but I'm the one that's really blessed that the university and the Vikings are helping us out.